Welcome back, everybody. I know it's been quite some time since I have recorded on my podcast, The Healthy Life for Coach Capers. I've missed you guys. It's been a lot going on since the last time I recorded. I believe my last episode was in January, and that was right before 2020 became a year that has been, for lack of a better word, weird, and just so different and just out of the ordinary and quirky and reflective and necessary. And I say all those things because those are all of the different words and feelings that come to mind when I think about 2020. But the thing I want to talk about most is dealing with the fact that many of us are stuck at home, and you know, the state, because I'm in New York, the state is opening up now. I believe we're in like phase two, but it's still like a work in progress. It's still more of us trying to trust being out and open and trust being around others. It has been a time where I had a chance to like really reflect on me and reflect on my mental health. I've never been one who has struggled with anxiety and stress and nervousness, and when this pandemic hit, I've experienced all three multiple days, sometimes all in one day. And I've never had to deal with that level of mental intensity. So it was really hard for me to cope in the beginning, to the point where I was losing sleep. I was snapping at my daughter because I was really anxious and didn't know how to control my feelings, didn't know what I was feeling. So I realized that I was exerting that energy at my child, and I had to get out of that state. So what did I do to get out of this, these different states of mind? I started meditating, and I felt like meditation was great. But let me rewind, because let me just give you a background story. I am a teacher, right? I'm a classroom teacher. I have a child, and me and my child live together, so it's just me supporting the household. And in March, I became very sick. I actually caught the COVID-19 virus, and I was sick for at least 2 weeks, maybe 2.5 weeks. And that's when anxiety and stress kicked in, because in addition to me being sick with COVID-19, and I mean really, like really being sick, I was also still teaching. And then teaching was happening remotely, so now we have remote teaching. So being on a computer all day and being sick and worrying about, is my child going to catch this virus? That put a whole lot of pressure and stress and anxiety on me. And then on top of that, I'm doing a lot of footwork, but I'm also teaching my daughter and helping her to navigate and figure out what to do for her schooling. So there were so many things going on at one time, and I just felt like the stress and anxiety just building up to the point where by the time Friday would come around, I was feeling so anxious that mentally my mind was going 1,000 miles per minute. I don't know that if anybody have ever felt anxiety, like I was just, I had a headache and my mind was restless. I was trying to sit down and relax, and it was hard for me to relax. And then at night, it was extremely hard to sleep. So that's when the meditation came into play. And a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, that she was doing a 3-week meditation kind of like challenge. I joined a week after she had already started. Yeah, about a week or a couple days after she already started, but I jumped right on it. And at first I started doing the meditation during the day, but I realized that wasn't helping me to wind down and get to sleep at night. So I started doing the meditation right before I went to sleep, or when I woke up in the morning before I started teaching. And that meditation, it really helped me to release the negative toxins that were in my body and my mind, and really just relax my brain. And once my brain was relaxed, my body relaxed. In addition to that, I was putting on very soothing music, meditation sounds, or like nature sounds on my TV at night. This way it can help like ease my mind and ease the amount of things going through my brain at night before bed. So that was very, very helpful. I also started reading more, and I've read 2 books. One book is called The Slight Edge, and the second book that I'm actually reading right now is called Leadership by the Good Book. And it felt great for me to just do something for myself, because it's been so long since I've actually read for pleasure. I read for my job, but I have not read for pleasure. And I have to say this, and it's embarrassing, but I have not read for pleasure in like years. And I'm really upset at myself for that. But I'm glad I got a chance to do that, which brings me to why I said this quarantine was a time of, I think I said reflection, but also a time of relaxation, right? Because I was going 1,000 miles per hour every single day before this pandemic hit. I was up at 5 a.m, me and my daughter, out of the house before 6 a.m., dropped her off to her godmother's house or her grandmother's house so they can take her to school so she could get to school by 7:30. And I had to be at work by 7:30. And I'm driving from the Bronx, dropping her in Harlem, then driving back to the Bronx to get to work on time. My day started at 8 a.m. I had a very packed schedule. I was teaching 2 subjects to 2 different grades. And I got off of work at 3:30 on most days. And on Tuesdays, I get off at 4:30. And then I would drive to Harlem to go get my daughter. You know, she was able to go to after school. And then we would drive back up to the Bronx. And depending on whether or not she got her homework done, we may have to sit down and do homework. I would have to, you know, make dinner and put her in the bath. I get in the bath. By the time I got a chance to even wind down and for my brain to just be like, okay, it's rest time, it was about maybe, I'd say the earliest would be like 9:30. And sometimes I wouldn't get to sleep till almost 11 o'clock. And then I was back up again at 5 a.m. again the next day, Monday through Friday. So my days were very stressful and tiring. So when this pandemic happened and I had to be at home and stay in the house, granted I was sick for the first 2.5 weeks, so when I wasn't teaching, I was on the couch, I was resting, I was sleeping, I was self-medicating, I was eating my vegetables and drinking a lot of water and taking my vitamin C and drinking my teas, my herbal teas, and trying to get myself better. And it wasn't like that constant hustle and bustle. So I felt the stress from that alleviate. But then the stresses of being at home started kicking in. And it really started kicking in once I got better. And, you know, I went into full speed ahead. The other thing I was doing I wasn't able to do when I was sick. I wasn't able to exercise. So for like 2.5 weeks, I didn't exercise. So once I started feeling better, I started exercising again. So exercise did help me when I would have a very, very stressful, anxious day, and I would exercise and I would immediately feel like that mental strain disperse. And then in addition to the meditation and the sounds that I would listen to at night and the reading, that really helped to stimulate my brain and really helped me to get through the stress and whatnot. But the other thing that helped out a lot, because I wasn't getting a lot of social interaction, it was just me and my daughter most of the time. And then I'll get social interaction through, you know, Zoom calls with the family and Facebook calls with the family. But me and my girlfriends, we developed like a Friday ritual. And every Friday we would get on this app called House Party, and we would just talk about various things: life, finances, love, children, sex, money, food, what we did with family, our jobs. We would talk about everything, and then we would do like some motivational exercises. We would play games. We would have our little drinks, our wine and whatnot, and that helped so much. Every Friday I looked forward to that time with my girls, and it was so, so helpful. And I'm just glad that I was able to find things that would help me with the anxiety and the stress that I was feeling. Now that, again, the state of New York is starting to open up, I am going out more, whereas for the months of March, April, and May, I honestly only left my house maybe 3 or 4 times in the months of March, April, and May when the pandemic was going on. I literally only left my house maybe 3 times, if maybe 4, but I doubt it. I think it was 3 times in those months. So it was really hard trying to deal with everything. And then on top of that, I was still looking for a job, because I had told my job prior to the pandemic that I was not returning. So I was now feeling a lot of stress, because it's a pandemic, a global pandemic. A lot of people are unemployed. A lot of jobs are cutting people and they're cutting budgets. And after June 24th, I didn't have a job. So it was, on top of all the other things I mentioned before, me also interviewing and finding a job. Granted, by the grace of my Lord and Savior, and if you're not religious, I apologize, but I am. I was able to secure employment, and I'm really, really grateful. You know, there are some things that I'm still like, about the new job, but at the end of the day, I have been blessed to have found a job during this time when people are losing their jobs and people are unemployed and people don't have money. So I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for that. And now I feel 10 times better. I figured out ways to deal with stress. I figured out how I'm going to make this new job work, being that I did take a pay cut. Because now that was something else that was added to my stress. I'm like, oh my, and my anxiety. Oh my God, I took a pay cut. What am I do? So now I'm just in the brainstorming process of, this is what I need to do in order to supplement what I've lost, right? And so it's like, now I'm not allowing things that are out of my control to navigate my feelings. And I feel great now. And I'm glad that this, I'm glad that I was able to be, I was able to, number one, spend more time with my daughter. But two, slow down, because I was going so fast. Like, I was really putting a lot of strain on my body and on my mind and on my spirit. But I also wasn't spending a lot of time with my daughter. And I really got a chance to know her a little bit better during this time of quarantine. And I feel like our bond has gotten closer. We fought with each other. Because let's be honest, like, parents go back and forth with their kids. And she's getting older. So now she's very opinionated. And she has an opinion. Like, she has feelings. She has her own thoughts. And she's just like me. So I see a reflection. I see my, when I look at her, I see me. And I'm like, that's me. So I don't want to silence her, but I also want to remind her that she always needs to be respectful, you know? So I welcome that disagreement, because it's okay. Like, we're not going to always agree. Just because I'm her mom, she's my daughter, that doesn't mean we always have to agree. She's human. But I'm so grateful that I got a chance. I've had the chance to spend more time with her, because I feel like our bond has gotten gotten tighter, and we're closer now. And I was able to, like, help as much as I could with, like, schoolwork, and I was able to pinpoint even more where she struggled with school. And I know now what I need to do in order to push her so that she's a well-informed, educated, and articulate young woman. And again, like I said, I'm really grateful for the time that we have had and still have, you know, because we're still in the midst of a pandemic. So I just wanted to get on this podcast just to, number one, catch up, but also just to talk about, like, ways that I coped with mental instability, because I'll be honest, like, mentally I was unstable. And right now I'm still not 100% stable mentally. And I will be seeking counseling once, you know, my new job is underway. I get my new health insurance and so on and so forth. So I'm looking forward and anticipating that time when I can actually sit down with someone and just discuss and have a conversation about, like, what I went through during this global pandemic and just what's going on in my life. And just to figure out, like, how to continue to cope and deal with stress and anxiety. So I hope that everything I've shared has been helpful to you, and that maybe things that I've shared you could take and apply it to your own life. Different things work for different people. The things I mentioned work for me. And I'm continuing to still do those things. I haven't meditated in a while, but I continue to still have the nature sounds and the meditation music on at night when I go to sleep. And I'm continuing my reading. I noticed in the past 3 days I haven't read my book because I'm doing a whole bunch of other things, you know. So I've been, like, consumed with those things. But tomorrow I'm definitely going to pick up my book and read 2 or 3 chapters, because I want to keep that up. And yeah, so that's basically it. So I want to say thank you to all those who have been following my podcast. I know it has been very spotty, but my life has been very spotty and it's been all over the place. And I want to try to be a little bit more consistent with this podcast, because I feel like this is a great outlet for me as well when it comes to, like, staying mentally stable. So thank you for listening to The Healthy Life with Coach Capers, and I will see you soon.